Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. An overnight fire in a five-story apartment building leaves two people, including a senior, dead, a four-year-old child injured. We take you now live to the scene in Harlem. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria. Carol?
Well, Bridget, as I stand on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard at 112th Street and I look at the fire building, you really can't tell that there was a fire there this morning, but for sure it was a tragic blaze. The fifth floor of the building, there was an apartment up there, and two people were killed, the 81-year-old man and a 37-year-old woman, both dead from this fire. Now, the 37-year-old woman was the mother of two children, the four-year-old and a one-month-old. And the four-year-old, we are told, is in very serious condition. The woman's husband arrived here at the scene a short while ago. He did not want to talk to anyone. And the question here is, what caused this fire? We've asked the fire department and the police department, and both are just saying at this point it's a very active investigation. It's early on, although the fire was at 1:43 this morning. The fire marshals have to get in there and do their thing to determine just what went wrong. But certainly it was deadly, and we have at least two other people in critical condition. So this story will go on for a while. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds Live in Harlem.
The name of the place where the Islanders will play? The UBS Arena. The ribbon cutting is today at the new sports and concert venue on the Nassau-Queens border at Belmont. President of the Americas for UBS and co-president of Global Wealth Management, Tom Naratil, telling 1010 Winds.
The Islander fans deserve a home of their own. We're proud with our partners to have built UBS Arena for them. This is going to be a super fan-friendly arena. We can't wait to share it with them. I know the excitement's building.
It is a 19,000-seat arena. First concert, Harry Styles, November 28th. And the first Islanders game tomorrow. The Islanders, before they left for Brooklyn, as you probably know, used to play at the Nassau Coliseum. Winds News Time. 10:06, the Friday before Thanksgiving week, and next, the story of some true doers of good deeds, EMTs distributing care packages to the homeless. 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman has gone along for the ride, and she joins us live on Newsline. Sam.
Yes, we're here in a Lenox Hill ambulance in Midtown with Peter Tyler, who organized this program a few years ago to hand out care packages to the homeless in the winter. Tell me what inspired you to do this and how it started.
Well, we've always been in contact with the homeless, and I've been homeless myself, and so they all attach blankets or sheets. So what we did is, like, I asked our man Bernie Williams if we could go ahead and do that for the Healthplex, or we could give them out to ambulances. We went ahead with that. We got Adidas to donate like hundreds and hundreds of pairs of socks. We would get people to donate blankets, gloves, hats, snacks, water, and stuff to give a little homeless pack out to everybody.
And what's the reaction you get when you give these out?
Actually, it's pretty good. You know, they're happy to have, you know, all the little things, but those are some of the things that they, you know, really need, especially the socks and the blankets. And generally, it's been very popular.
Now, this happens when you're not on a call, when you're just in traffic or whatever. Tell me about, do you get approached a lot by homeless people?
And when we're on coast, we do. Sometimes we get flagged down. But we have patients who are homeless, and sometimes, you know, they need like a little care package, and so we give them a care package while we're treating them.
So you're talking about expanding into the summer to do something as well, because this is just in the winter. What are you thinking about doing?
We're not really sure. We're trying to figure out what they really need in the summer. Like, water would be a big thing, maybe Gatorade and stuff like that, just to, you know, keep them hydrated rather than having them end up, you know, dehydrated and coming back into the hospital.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Peter. This is actually a full Northwell Health hospital system effort, because they all get involved in making the care packages, doing donations, collecting items, and it really is needed. And of course, as we've seen in the city and also on Long Island, there has been a need, an increased need amid the pandemic. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Midtown.
An arrest has been made and a suspect extradited in the execution-style killing of a Brooklyn woman this summer. Cops say 42-year-old Claudia Williams of Georgia allegedly shot Delia Johnson in the back of the head as she chatted with friends on the stoop of her Crown Heights apartment in August. The motive? Unclear. Williams, it seems, has a number of aliases, but police say she was picked up by police in Jacksonville, Florida, earlier this month.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.